If you have your Bible this morning, I'm going to turn with Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 7, the Bible says, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." I won't preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought: faith like Noah. Amen. Faith like Noah. As we look at this morning and we see it, and we know, you know the story of Noah. Noah was the one that built an ark, amen, to the saving of souls. He was under the leadership of God. But as we think about Noah, we think about the time that he lived in. Now, if you'll just imagine Noah's day, it was a time when things was happening in a breakneck speed. Things was changing. Things around Noah was changing, kind of like they are today. We're living in a world, friends, of constant change. Now, some things change for the better, and some things change for the worse. But what we have to do is realize that God is in the midst, and God will help us if we'll let Him. Amen. The things around Noah's day was waxing worse and worse, like the Bible said it'd be in the last days in which we live. And God began to help and want to help in so many different ways. Y'all want to say today, God wants to help us if we'll let Him. Amen. If we have a teachable spirit, we'll let God move upon our heart. God will show us His way, which is a good way. Amen. Praise God. There's a whole lot of folks today that would like us to go the way they want us to go. But I want to say there's a way that's right according to God. And if we'll seek His way, praise God, His way is easy. It's a way of finding out, praise the Lord, if we'll just trust Him. He'll move upon our hearts and He'll give us direction. He'll change us from the inside out and make us and mold us into what He have us to be. But we have to be moldable material. I want to say we got to be pliable enough for God to move and mold us in the very fibers of our being for His glory. But He says that by faith, Noah. Amen. Now I want you to notice how things happen for Noah. The same way it'll happen for you and I is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes faith, amen. And the Bible says that faith will move mountains. Amen. There was some mountains in front of Noah. There was things that was coming up that he had never been able to get across by himself. But God Almighty moved upon Noah and he began to make a difference in his life and in his family. If you'll look at Genesis chapter number 6, the Bible says tells us this story. I just want to touch on it this morning so we can proceed ahead with the help of the Lord and get what He'd have us to have from the gleanings of His Word. The Bible says in Genesis chapter number 6, in verse number 5, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart were only evil continually." In other words, He said sin had become a practice. I'm afraid today, if we ain't careful, sin becomes a practice in our life. We just begin to do it so much that we get accustomed to it. Amen? But it doesn't have to continue that way. He said it's only evil continually, but it doesn't have to continue in that direction. And the Bible says, "And it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart." I believe that if you look at the world today, that's probably about where America is today. I believe that's probably about where we are today in the United States, amen, because we have grieved God to the point that we've grieved Him away, amen. God don't hang out with sin, amen. God's there for sinners. God will help us. If we'll repent, He'll receive us back into Himself. He's like the prodigal's father, praise God. He's looking down the road. You get away from Him, praise God. He bids you come back. He chastens you, convicts you, praise God, which is a good thing, by the way, to show you the error of your ways and the goodness of Him, so that you'll get down the road like that prodigal. You'll get tired of eating out of the slop and the hog pens this world, and you'll turn your eyes back to God Almighty. You'll get right with God. You'll move back, praise God, to His presence. And let me tell you what happens as you start back down the road to the house. God the Father meets you on the way, and He'll embrace you, praise God. He'll love you up in His arms. He'll kiss you. He'll put a ring on your finger and shoes on your feet. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. That's the God we serve today. God who will help us. Bless His holy name. We don't have to keep going the same direction. Amen. When God the Holy Ghost convicts your heart, Amen. Conviction is a good thing. Shows you the error of our ways and the goodness of His. Bible says in the Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 7, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. God said, it's just everything has just become so wicked. Everything's turned its eyes off of God. Everything's going in the opposite direction where I want it to go. He said, I about had enough of it. I'm fed up with it. I'm just going to go ahead and just wipe it out. Just destroy it all. But look what he says in verse number 9, or verse number 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Ain't you good for that? Glad for that. I said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The Lord looked down and he saw him. I wonder today, if God looked down, I pray God, what would he see? When he's looking at you and he's looking at me, I praise God, would you find grace in the eyes of the Lord? Amen. The world around us waxing worse and worse. Wickedness is on every hand. And God's are looking down at us, young'uns, and he's not seeing much to impress him. Amen. I praise God, he ought to look down and see a little group of believers. I praise God that love the Lord Jesus Christ and is soon coming. Trusting in him, praise God, to make a difference. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he says, now these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man. That means he was righteous. That means he was right. He tried his best to be right with God. Let me just say something this morning. God, all he asks of you and I for us to try to do our best for him. Amen. Now we may fail, we may come short, but God, all he asks is us to try to do our best for him. Amen. He was a just man and perfect in his generation. And that word, praise God, that means he had a sincerity about him. He was doing for God. He was sincere in his heart and his actions and his life and his living. Praise God. He was looking for God to manifest himself and to show him the way. And Noah said, I'm just going to follow God. Amen. I believe when he's young, it's when his family got to acting up. I believe Noah pulled him aside and he said, hold on a minute. You're messing up. God ain't pleased with that. You'll say that Dr. Spock and Dr. Shock and Dr. Doolittle, praise God, they'll try to tell us today that we ought to just leave our children alone, just let them do what they want to do, like a bunch of wild animals. But the Bible says if we'll bring a child up in the way they should go, when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I was a little extra. It didn't cost you nothing, but that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way God desires it to be. Praise God. Bring them up the way they should go. How should they go? They should go away if that's following God. That's seeking righteousness, praise God. Love the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because he first loved them. Amen. He said, and Noah walked with God. Amen. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Hello. Can you look around today and see Noah's day? The Bible says in the light, they said, as it was in the days of Noah. And it was in the days of Lot. He said, praise God, when it gets like that, you look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Praise God. Get ready. Go home. Because he said it's about time. Amen. Praise God. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, and for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Why, they corrupted God's way. Let me tell you something this morning. God's got a way, praise God. It's perfect, and we just need to get in his way. Amen, praise God. You know, if you get in the way of something, then you have to be moved. Amen. So if something can proceed, you have to be moved. And what we get in God's way. And praise God, then God begins to move us, praise God, where it'd be best for us, where it'd be best suited, praise God, for our life in him. And he takes us on down the road, praise God. Like a chess game, praise God. Moving you, praise God, in a way that one day in a little while, you will be a winner and he will too, because he's going to get glory out of your life. I praise God. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for God to get glory out of my life. I don't want to see Jeff Massey. I praise God. I want him to see Jesus Christ, my Savior, the Redeemer of my soul, praise God, that keeps me by his mighty hand. And he moves me like his chess piece. Amen, praise God. One of these days, glory, hallelujah, I'm going to say, crown me, amen, in the presence of an almighty God. Praise God. He said, God said unto Noah, the end of the fall of flesh has come up before me, for the earth was filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. But now listen to what he says. He said, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. Amen. He said, hey, listen, what I want you to do. He said, I want you to make an ark. He said, I want you to make that ark out of gopher wood. He said, I want you to pitch it within and without. Now that pitch is a type of the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He said, I want the atonement of God Almighty to be upon it. And so what did Noah do? In faith, he believed God and he began to build. Let me say something today, this morning, young as we ought to just believe God, just go to building. Amen. Try to build something pleasing unto God, praise God, that God can use for His glory. So we see a faith, and we need a faith like old Noah had, so we can persevere in this world. The Bible says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. By faith, amen. Noah, being warned of God. How it happened? By faith. Yeah, praise God. By faith, Noah began being warned of God. What took place? He was warned of God. I believe God's putting us out a warning today, youngins. I believe God's throwing up a big old stop sign, a red light. And he said, hold on just a minute. I pray, God, don't fall in the pernicious ways of everybody else around you. You don't have to go without that. Pray, God, that broad road that leads to destruction. He said, but they, right over here is a straight road, a narrow path, praise God, that leads into righteousness in Jesus Christ. He says, food at me that find it. But praise God, if you'll look at me today, I'll point it out for you. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad one night, 1976, Jesus pointed out that narrow way to me. I was living on that broad road, going down the road of destruction. I knew it within my heart. But praise God, Jesus come that night and he said, son, you don't have to die and go to hell. You don't have to follow that old road of pernicious. Praise God, but you walk down the path of righteousness. I said, I'll follow you. I'll lead you. I'll take you home. Praise God into glory. Amen. Amen. Put down in my soul, brother Earl, a pressing hope that I ain't ever got over. Praise God, that hope of glory in Jesus Christ, my Savior. Praise God, one day I'm going to fly out of here and I'm going to go home to be with Him. Amen. What about you? He said, well, preacher, I don't really know. The Bible says it's a no-so salvation. Amen. That you, those that believe on Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Didn't say they might be. Amen. It said they shall be saved. The Bible said to Noah, being warned of God. He heeded that warning of God. God, I believe God's sending out a warning today. Amen. I believe that light's a flashing. I believe the horns, the sirens is going off. And God's saying, hold up, check up. Would you just stop just a minute? The Bible said, Daniel said, in the last days, we'd be running to and fro, running here and yonder. I pray God, that's what's happening. Running around like a bunch of chickens with their head cut off. God Almighty's got a way to stop us, to hold us up, check us up just a little bit and say, hey, listen, why don't you just slow down? Why don't you just stop a minute? Why don't you just listen for God Almighty and let me help you? Amen. He said, I've got some basic instructions that'll help you. I won't say that I believe God's got some basic instructions. If we'll just heed the warning of God, if we'll listen to Him, praise God. We see things are going all crazy in this world. Amen. Luke chapter 21, verse 28, he says, when these things, talking about all the wars and rumors of wars and chaos and everything else in this world is taking place that we're seeing right now. Amen. It's not something that's going to be in the future. We're seeing it right now. He said, when these things begin to come to pass, he said, then look up and lift up your heads for your redemption draweth nigh. He said, praise God, listen, when we see these things, I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited. I'm getting to thinking about going over yonder. I'm getting to thinking about going on out of here to heaven. I'm looking for that glorious place that's got a glorious city whose builder, well, glory, hallelujah, whose builder and maker's God. And one day in a little while, I'm going to enter there in. Praise God, I want every one of you there with me. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 24, Jesus pulled up them gates one day. He said, open ye wide, ye gates, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. Amen. The old gatekeeper, he'll say, who is that King? King of glory. And the Lord God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll say, the Lord of hosts, praise God. And He'll throw wide His arms. And He'll show us, praise God. He'll envelop us in His arms and take us into glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve. One of these days, in just a little while, old gatekeeper, He'll shake and tremble and He'll throw wide them gates. He'll throw them as wide as they've ever been. And God's people, me and you, those born again believers, oh saints of the Most High God, there's only one, by the way. There's only one. There's a lot of little g gods. Amen. This world, if we ain't careful today, we get caught up with all these little g gods and we forget the big g God. Amen. Praise God. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Why? Because God warned him. God and Noah heeded the warning. Amen. Listen, youngins, we need to heed the warning. God's a warning us today of all these things. He gave us a volume of book of Him. He said, hey, listen, pay attention. These things coming. You're going to need some help. Amen. Get on board. Praise God. So we see Noah, his foundation of his faith. Praise God. Because of warning of God. Amen. But not only do we see the foundation of his faith, what he built upon. See, everything has to have a foundation. Without a foundation, it'll surely fall. There's a lot of folks today, there's a lot of families today, there's a lot of homes today, there's a lot of churches today that's building without a foundation. Amen. If you don't have a foundation, it won't last long. Amen. Because the rain and the storms and the winds and the freezing and the thawing, it'll eventually begin to just fall away. It'll decay and go to naught. But praise God, that's got a firm foundation, built upon a foundation that's sure and steadfast. Praise God. It's an unmovable foundation. Amen. It doesn't change. It stays the same forever. Noah, because of a warning from God, he had a foundation of Noah's faith. But not only was there a foundation of Noah's faith, but there was the strength of Noah's faith. Amen. Praise God. He had faith to believe that God, whatever come upon him, God would take care of. He says, but the Bible says that things not seen as yet. Hey, listen, we haven't even begun to imagine what we may see before this thing's over. You don't know what you'll have to come against. You don't know what we don't know what we'll have to deal with. We don't know the circumstances that's coming down the road. But I want to say glory, hallelujah. We've got a God of circumstances. We've got a God of situations. We got a God that loves us and cares for us and promises He'll get us through it. Amen. Praise God. We'll come out one day over on the other side. We'll shout and praise and give Him glory because we'll be stronger than we ever had for the glory of God. Amen. It was strength in his faith. It was Noah's strength that brought him to a place when he was warned of God. He said, I'm going to have a foundation. Praise God, it's sure. When we get a foundation that's sure, then we get a faith that's strong. Amen. Something you can count on, something you can trust in, something you can rely on. To trust in, to rely on, to adhere to. Folks, that's believing. That's believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what faith is. That's what believing is. Putting our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Noah had faith because he was warned of God that things was coming that he couldn't deal with. Noah, his strength, his faith began to grow. Because of the things he couldn't see. But God Almighty was there for him. And he said, Lord, I can't see. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know what you tell me. Hey, listen, we can't see it right now, but we know what God has said will happen in the days to come. Amen. But praise God, we can have strength. We can build our faith because the foundation we have in Christ Jesus, the strength of God, the strength of Noah. Through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, what He's done, what He's going to do, and praise God, what He's going to finish up in me and you. So we see the Bible says that God warned him of things not yet seen. Amen. Not seen. We haven't seen them, but they're coming. But it says. But then he goes on and says this. He said he was moved with fear. Amen. Praise God, we see the power of God in Noah because we see the quality of his faith because of his fear for God. He was moved with fear. I mean, you say, preacher, should we be afraid of God? We ought to have a reverent fear of God. You say, preacher, what's the difference between being afraid and having a reverent fear? A reverent fear, praise God, is a reverence of Him, a respect for Him, praise God. What's the matter in the world today? We don't have no respect for God, and we don't have no respect for nobody. Amen. We better respect God. We better recognize God. We better magnify God. We better lift up God. We better pray to God. We better ask God. We better worship God. We ought to fall foul on our face, prostrate before God, and thank Him for being God. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know why. Because if it wasn't for Him, praise God, think. You say, preacher, we're already in a mess. Yeah, but think where we would be without Him. Amen. Without God, without the prayers, without the pray God supplication for God and Him hearing and moving upon our life, we'd be in a big mess. Amen. But the quality of Noah's faith, praise God, because he was moved with fear, and that reverence, that respect that he had for God, it made his feet move. Amen. Pray God. Hey, listen, I won't say because of the respect that we have for God, because of the fear of God, where it ought to start our feet to moving. Amen. It ought to start our mouth to talking. I'm not talking about gossiping either. I'm talking about lifting up the name of Jesus. Magnifying His name, praise God. Telling everywhere we go what Jesus has done for you. People tell me all the time, preacher, I just don't know how to witness to people. Praise God, if you've been saved, you got a testimony. Amen. Tell people what Jesus done for you. Amen. Tell them about where he brought you from. Praise God. Tell them how you saved you by His marvelous grace. How He put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. How you saved you from a life of sin. Praise God. Hello? Amen. Yeah, hey, we ought not have to live in our sin because Jesus died for our sins. Praise God. We ought to be moved with fear. Praise the Lord. To draw closer to the Lord than we've ever been. He said, well, preacher, how do you know it? Noah believed. God, the Bible said the evidence of Noah's faith that he prepared an ark. Amen. A place of safety, a place of refuge, a place to come in out of all that mess. Amen. Said he prepared. We know that the evidence of Noah's faith, praise God, is that he prepared an ark. God told him to prepare an ark, praise God, and he did. He warned him, praise God. He built his foundation, the foundation of his faith, because on the warning of God, God showed him his strength, praise God, by the things that he couldn't see as yet, but he told him they're coming, and he believed God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was moved with fear to prepare an ark, a place of safety. Amen. That ark is a type, by the way, of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Him is ultimate safety. Amen. I've had a lot of folks tell me in the last couple of years, they're going out of here, diverse things. And they're talking about the healing, the power of God Almighty to heal. And say, look, you know, I know that God can heal me. But if he don't, praise God, I'm a winner either way. Amen. He said, I'm going to be healed, praise God. Preparing the ark, a place of safety we have, praise God. When this life is finished, we have a place. You have a place. I have a place, praise God, where God's going to take us to. He's going to keep us, praise God, through here. And he said that we won't see death. Those that keep his commandments, those that follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll just go to sleep one day, wake up in glory. Amen. Praise God. That's the blessed hope that we have in Christ our Savior. When this life is over, when this one's ended, praise God, we'll end up over in glory, shouting her out in the portals of heaven, praise God. Amen. So we see the evidence of Noah's faith. He got busy. Now you can see in the air and the time that the people all around him, wickedness is everywhere. And they asked him, said, Noah, what are you doing, you crazy old goat? What are you building? He said, I'm building a big boat. They said, you're building a big what? He said, I'm building a big boat. Amen. An ark. He said, we're all going to get on it and we'll be saved. He said, well, preacher, I just don't understand that. I've read this story time and time again, and I just don't understand why them people wouldn't help him build that boat, wouldn't get on that boat to the saving, praise God, of themselves. Same reason they don't get on today. Jesus Christ, Lord, saved you by His marvelous grace, saved you through His death, burial, and resurrection on the cross. And people, preachers are howling from the pulpit, preaching from the pulpit, hollering on the streets, from the rooftops, and everywhere else. Praise God that you must be saved. Receive Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Praise God, get in the boat. Amen. But nobody wants to get in. Amen. The boats are preparing. Nobody wanted to get on the boat. They was content to be in the world. And God had done told the world that the world was wicked. He's not about fed up with it. Amen. It's time to get right with God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why was he so meticulous on working over 120 years? Old Noah was a hammering and beating on that boat. Preaching the gospel, I believe, every dinner break. Oh, Noah would stand up there and praise God about where he got to the highest point he had got built. Praise the Lord. He'd preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He'd preach. He said, God said that He's going to bring wrath upon the earth. He said, you need to be ready. Praise God. Repent of your sins and get ready to get in this boat. Praise God. It's coming. It's getting. He was appointed. Well, glory. He was appointed to the Savior down the road. He said, glory. Hallelujah. You need to get ready. The Saviors are coming. Praise God. You say, preacher, they couldn't have got in if they had wanted to. Yeah, they could have looked to the hope of the future. Praise God to the Lord Jesus Christ coming. Born in Bethlehem, Judea. Praise God. Born in a manger. Praise God. Grew up. Died on the cross of Calvary for the sins of the world. But they wasn't looking to that. They was looking to their flesh and the lust of the world. Praise God. And they forgot about God. Amen. Praise God. But He was building that boat. Faithfully working on it day after day. You say, what was the purpose of Noah's faith? The Bible says, to the saving of his house. Listen, there's a reason for working. There's a reason for staying in the building, praise God. There's a reason for staying with the work. It's for the saving of our house. Listen, now, let me tell you something today. The devil would like nothing more to tear down your house. He'd like to tear down. He'd like to destroy. He'd like to destroy the nucleus family. If he could destroy the family, praise God, he could destroy humanity. And that's what he'd like. Because I want to tell you today, the devil don't like it, but I'm going to tell you anyway, you are God's prized possession. Amen. Do you realize you belong to God today? Amen. Amen. We're His. He created us for His glory. You are His prized possession today. Amen. Just like Noah's day, praise God, his family was his pride possession. And everybody said, Noah, why don't you just give it up? All this crazy talk about rain, it's never rained. Amen. Wonder where Noah got that word. Amen. Huh? Hey, you, how can you have a word for something that's never been? God told Noah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God told Noah it's going to rain. He said, I'm going to pour out my wrath. I want to say God today, He's telling us youngins, I praise God He's going to rain. He's going to pour out His wrath on a wicked and a dying world. I praise God that He says, come in out of the storm to the saving of the household. To the saving of our homes, the saving of our family, praise God. Amen. A faith like Noah, he believed God. Praise God. And he began to build. And when they said, quit, why don't you quit? Come on over here. We're having a party. Praise God. Just forget about that. He said, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. I ain't quitting. I ain't giving up. I mean, why use a party and I can get this done and I can get that done. Praise God. I'm stay on the job. Amen. You know, we get so caught up in this world, it don't take much to get us sidetracked. It don't take us much to get us out of the mood. Amen. Praise God, get us out of church, and out of worship, out of service, out of serving God, out of doing anything for Jesus. And He's already done everything for us. But praise God, have a faith like old Noah. Praise God, God warned him, He believed him. Praise God, God gave him strength. It was through faith. Praise God, he got that strength. He gained that strength. It's an everyday thing. Praise God, that we build up that strength, that perseverance in Jesus Christ our Savior to a quality of faith. Praise God, that gets you moving for God's glory. Amen. To prepare you an ark, a place of safety for your family, for your loved ones, to the saving of your household. Amen. Praise God, the Bible says that the result of Noah's faith, Now listen to this, the result of Noah's faith. He said that he condemned the world. Amen? Let me tell you something today. Your faith, your strong faith, it'll condemn the world. It'll bring conviction on the world. Hey, I've got family members that won't even come around me because they know I'm going to tell them about Jesus. Amen? They hide from me. They run from me. They don't want to be around me. Amen? I love them. But they don't want the Lord. But does that stop you from telling them? No, every chance I get. Amen. You get to tell them, praise God, that I love you and Jesus does too. Amen. He wants to see you saved. He wants you to be part of the family of God. But the faithfulness of Noah, it condemned the world. It brought condemnation down. It brings conviction on them. Amen. Now, we tell them the truth. We live a life before them. I've told you before, sometimes you just got to quit talking and you start walking. Now, living in life, praise God, it's pleasing to God. They can see Christ in us, that hope of glory. Amen. Let me ask you a question today. Is Christ in you? Is He the hope of glory? Is He your hope today? Listen, if He ain't your hope, praise God, you can't expect Him to be hope somebody else. But boy, if He's our hope today, amen, we can have a faith like Noah. And praise God, proclaim the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, though that sinners might be saved. You say, well, is it worth it, preacher? Is it worth all that? Hey, it's worth heaven. Amen. Is heaven worth that? Praise God, to be able to leave this old world behind and go to be in the presence of Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever. Praise His holy name. So we see old Noah, praise God, a faith like Noah's. It brought in perseverance. It brought around the purpose of his faith to save his house. And the result of his faith was condemn the world. They might see the need for Jesus Christ, our Savior. The need to see, the need to get in the boat. Amen. If you ever see the need to get in the boat, praise God, you'll want to get to working on it. Realize that it could be a needful thing any day. He had a cartoon over at one of the machine shops. It had a little cartoon, Brother Bill, and it had two dinosaurs sitting up on a little old island like this big, just big enough for them to sit on. And one little dinosaur looked at the other and he said, was that today? Amen. Water all around them. An ark floating off in the distance. He said it was after, I believe he said, well, we're going to wake up one day and it'll be that day and some of us going to miss the boat. Amen. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that we have to believe and trust on Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. To have a faith like Noah's to the saving of his household, praise God, as Peter says. Amen. So we see the fruit of Noah's faith. The fruit of Noah's faith. What is it, preacher? He became an heir of the righteousness which is by faith. The fruitfulness, praise God, the fruit of Noah's faith. He became an heir of righteousness, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In hope of the promise, an heir of righteousness which is by faith. How do you get righteous? By faith, by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, by believing on the precious Lamb of God. In Romans chapter number 8, Charles had me all over this morning. Romans chapter number 8, verse 16. The Bible says this. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. Now he's talking about God's Spirit. That's capital. The first Spirit is a capital Spirit, a capital S. That means that's the Spirit of God. Amen. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Not could be, would be, should be, but are. Those of us that's born again, praise God, you are a child of God. Amen. Praise God, we ought to hold our head up, praise God, and puff our chest out, say, glory, hallelujah, I belong to Him. Amen. They'll say, what city are you from? I'm from heaven, praise God. Amen. My conversation's recorded over there. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He don't have no racer. Praise God. He said, and if children, verse 17, then heirs of God. Now watch this. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. What does that mean? That means that whatever the Son gets, we get too. Amen. Praise God. We get to come into the portals of glory, portal, and come into the presence of God Almighty. Amen. And the Father, our Heavenly Father. Lord Josh, when he goes to pouring out those blessings, amen, in abundance, he said, we get to be right there, praise God, that He can pour them out on us. And boy, we can just accept, we can just receive, we'll just throw up and say, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Father. Amen. Heirs and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. All the glory and praise that God the Son's going to get, praise the Lord, those of us that believe and trust in Him will get the same glory. Amen. Faithfulness, Brother Bill, praise God, it makes a difference. And you can't have faithfulness until you become faithful to the one that saved you. Faith like old Noah's, praise God, it makes a difference. Amen. That's how he ended up in the hall of faith. Because of his faith in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That he believed God. Amen. Like old Father Abraham, and it was accounted to him as righteousness. God said, I had enough. World ain't worth saving. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He looked down there and the Bible says, the next verse, he said, and Noah walked with God. I mean, let me tell you something, Nate. Faith like Noah's, praise God, you'll be saved. You'll get saved, born again, and we'll walk with God. Not contrary to Him. Amen. There's a whole lot of people that's walking a guilty distance from the Lord. They stand just as far away from Him as they can. But praise God, I want to just draw close to Him, just as close as I can. You say, what are you talking about? I'm going to get in the boat like old Noah. Amen. I want to get in the boat. I want to be ready when the floods come and the torrents hit. Praise God. I want to be in the boat with Him. Praise God. So it pitched within and without with the atonement of Christ. Praise God. So I can float on out of here. The saving of souls. Praise God. Ain't you glad today that God Almighty set this thing up and faith like Noah, it'll lead to an inheritance. The Bible says that's incorrupt and that fadeth not away. Amen. Praise God. It's guarded in heaven, Peter says, for you and for me. You say, preacher, what is that? That's an inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ. Through faith, believing. The faith of old Noah. Praise God. Bible says the Bible said that Noah found grace. That's that unmerited favor of God. Do you know today, a lot of people say, well, preacher, you know what? I'm just an old sinner. I'm not worthy. Ain't none of us worthy of anything. But the Bible said that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen.